In Iraq this weekend, U.S. forces in the holy city of Kufa battled insurgents loyal to Muslim cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Fighting in Karbala diminished this weekend, the Associated Press reported, as insurgents in that Shiite stronghold abandoned the center of the city and returned to their homes. And in Baghdad yesterday, a suicide car bombing killed at least five people and wounded a senior Iraqi official. NPR's Eric Westervelt is on the line from Baghdad. Eric, what's the latest that you can tell us about fighting around Iraq today?
Well, Leanne, this confrontation between U.S. Army forces and Sadr militia, who are known as the Mehdi Army, it's been going on for about 4 weeks now. And according to U.S. military sources we spoke with, there was fighting overnight in and around Najaf. The military says 20 of Sadr's armed followers were killed in the fighting. 1st Armored Division soldiers backed by tanks were on a patrol in Kufa, which is right next to Najaf. They received fire from a mosque, they said, and cordoned off that mosque complex area and fired back. They believe this area was being used as a base camp for some of Sadr's militia. And soldiers say a search of the mosque afterward turned up mortar tubes, mortar rounds, a machine gun, automatic rifles, rocket-propelled grenade launchers, ammunition, and other weapons. There was also more fighting right in Najaf. Precise casualty figures from that conflict are difficult to pin down. The Mehdi Army members rarely bring their dead or wounded to local hospitals. But a doctor NPR spoke with at one hospital, Leanne, in Najaf, said 4 civilians were killed and 39 others were injured. A local official we spoke with said they've heard sporadic sounds of new fighting today near a massive cemetery and a main square in the holy city.
Are there any indications, Eric, that in some areas supporters of Muqtada al-Sadr might be starting to give up the battle with Americans?
Well, there are. I mean, in nearby Karbala, things have really quieted down, Leanne. I spoke with a U.S. Army colonel who confirms that they believe that Sadr forces have pulled out of Karbala. U.S. forces have apparently pulled back some as well. So there's a kind of a fragile peace that's taken hold in Karbala. An overnight patrol by the 1st Armored Division reportedly met no resistance, which is the first time in weeks in this heavy fighting that American forces on the move there weren't fired on at all. We spoke with a local resident by phone this morning who was cautiously optimistic. He said he was very happy that the fighting, you know, had calmed down. But Abu Hussein, this guy we spoke with, he's a local clerk in a hotel there, said people are still just too scared to venture far from their homes to really go outside. And some U.S. officials, Leanne, are speculating that Sadr's forces in Karbala may simply be regrouping. I mean, they certainly haven't put down their weapons or disbanded, which remain key demands by the U.S. forces for the Mehdi Army.
Very briefly and finally, Eric, given the attacks on Iraqis this past week, do Iraqi politicians still want to work with the Americans?
Well, I think many do. I mean, they've known for months, Leanne, that they're targets if they're cooperating with the U.S.-backed Iraqi Governing Council. But I do think there's a key area where it is having a chilling effect, and that is U.S., U.N., and Iraqi officials are trying to craft this caretaker Iraqi government. And many professionals, managers, and others I've spoken with in Baghdad especially say given the continued security problems, they're very reluctant to participate in any kind of technocrat or caretaker government that may be formed.
NPR's Eric Westervelt in Baghdad. Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome.